Thank our choir for that beautiful song.
谢谢我们的诗班给我们带来这么好的一首诗歌。
我希望很快我们的姊妹 outnumber brothers.
I hope that soon enough our sisters will outnumber the brothers.
I'm glad that today we sang in the music of our brother Scott.
我很高兴今天我们唱的歌有Scott 弟兄跟我们一起唱。
Brother Scott doesn't have to use Chinese.
因为今天他不需要用中文唱诗歌。
He's doing well in Chinese, though, right?
但他现在用中文唱诗歌也唱得很好，是不是？
我要跟弟兄姊妹们继续来看提多书。
Today we'll continue in our study in the book of Titus.
本来在这个感恩节应该有感恩的这个信息。
Well, normally during Thanksgiving, we would give a message on giving thanks.
但是我看到今天这个题目，我觉得跟感恩节其实是很合适的。
But when I studied through the passage that we use for today, I actually think that it pertains to Thanksgiving.
当我们再一次回想我们得救以前是什么样子的光景。
When we reflect upon how we used to be before we were saved,
那我们心里面应该对神充满了感恩。
Naturally, our hearts ought to be filled with thanks.
所以今天这篇信息可以说是我们的一个回想。
And so the message today, we might say, it is a reflection.
已经蒙恩的人想想当初是什么样子的光景。
For those of us who have been saved, to reflect upon how we used to be.
还没有认识神的人，我想应该要照一照这个镜子。
For those who have yet to believe, perhaps it's an opportunity for us to take a look of ourselves in the mirror.
问问你自己，神的话真实不真实？
Ask yourself, is the word of God true or not?
许多时候，我们不想照镜子。
Oftentimes, we don't like to look at ourselves in the mirror.
因为我们怕看镜子里的样子。
Because we are afraid to see what is reflected from the mirror.
你自己欣赏你自己的美容的时候，你就很喜欢照镜子。
If you are into your own beauty, you would like to look at the mirror often.
假如你不太满意你的容颜的时候，你就不想去多照镜子。
But if you do not like the way you look, you wouldn't want to look into the mirror.
所以这篇信息也让我们还不认识神的人照一照镜子。
And so the message today would allow those who have yet to believe to take an opportunity to look at yourself in the mirror.
所以我觉得这篇信息的确跟感恩节是也有关系的。
So I do think that the message today pertains to Thanksgiving as well.
所以我就今天继续来讲这篇信息。
So we'll continue in our study.
不去讲一般的感恩的信息。
Instead of preparing a separate message that has to do with Thanksgiving.
因为今天我们所要读的只有一节经文。
Today, we will only read one verse.
是在提摩太前书，提多书三章第三节。
Titus chapter 3 verse 3.
我们从前也是无知，被列受迷惑，服侍各样私欲和宴乐，常存恶毒、嫉妒的心，是可恨的，又是彼此相恨。
At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，这是感恩的季节，我们心里面的确不得不向你献上我们的感恩。
Father, indeed, this is a season of thanksgiving, and we cannot help but to give you our thanks.
像使徒保罗说，我们如今成了何等样的人，都是因为主耶稣基督的缘故。
As the Apostle Paul says, that who we have become today is all due to our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在这个时候，我们要再一次献上我们的感谢。
And so at this time, we want to especially give you our thanks.
我们也求主特别光照那些还不认识你的朋友们。
We ask, Lord, that you shine upon those of our friends who have not yet come to know you.
盼望他们看到了自己的真相，羡慕那个更好的形象。
That have come to know their own image now, that they would desire and yearn after a better image.
这需要圣灵的工作。
This requires the work of God, of the Holy Spirit.
我们求主在我们中间掌权。
We ask, Lord, that you reign sovereign in our midst.
我们这样祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
提多书第三章，一般的讲是讲到信徒的生活。
Titus chapter 3 generally speaks to the life of believers.
上一次我们所读的第一节跟第二节是有关跟世人的关系。
Last time we studied verses 1 and 2, which depicts the relationship Christians ought to have with the unbelievers in this world.
那今天的这一节就讲到一个信徒蒙恩之前是什么样子的光景。
Chapter 3 depicts the situation of a believer before they were saved.
保罗用七种的罪恶来说出一个不信耶稣的人的实际的状况。
Paul describes 7 evils, as they depict the life of an unbeliever.
所以我们刚才很快的读过了那七种的罪恶。
And so when we read the verse earlier, we read these 7 types of evil.
就是我们从前也是无知。
It says that at one time we too were foolish.
这个无知是讲到对事情，特别是对神的事情一无所知。
This foolishness especially pertains to knowledge with respect to God. It is saying that we were foolish in the knowledge of God.
一个人的教育程度可能很高。
A person may have higher education.
这个人在思想上也很聪明。
Maybe very intellectual and intelligent.
假如没有圣灵的光照，就不可能明白属灵的事情。
However, without the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit, one such person cannot understand spiritual matters.
也不可能对神产生敬畏。
Nor can such a person have fear of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，特别是我们所爱的朋友们，若是没有圣灵，你对一切事情的看法都有偏差。
So brothers and sisters and our dear friends, without the Holy Spirit, our perception and our view of God would not be accurate.
一个人做神所不容许的大坏事。
A person may commit something as we consider as a grave sin before the eyes of the Lord.
这个人往往在世人的眼睛里头都看作是很聪明的人。
However, in the eyes of the people of this world, that same person may be considered the smartest person.
所以做坏事的人不一定是愚蠢的人。
A person who does bad things may not be a foolish person.
相反的，做坏事的人，特别做大坏事的人，往往在世人的眼中
是一个很聪明的一个人。
In fact, those who commit sins or even grave sins, in the eyes of the people of this world, they may be considered the smartest person, instead of the foolish person.
像希特勒、Stalin,
这些人都是很聪明的。
For example, Hitler or Stalin, they're both very intelligent people.
不久以前，
我们还记得在一个 Colorado 的一个戏院子里头，
一个年轻人杀死了很多人。
If you recall from the news, not too long ago, a young man went into a theater in Colorado and opened fire on the theater attendees and killed many people.
年轻人，你们还记得不记得这人名字啊？
Young people, do you remember the name of the young man?
那人在 Colorado 戏院子里的杀死了很多人的。Someone?No, I'm surprised. 我以为你们年轻人把这些名字记得很熟的。James Holmes, 是这个人的名字。
Young man's name is James Holmes.
这个人是一个很聪明的人。
This person was a very intelligent person.
他这个在读 PhD, 他已经很快就要读到这个学位。
He was in a PhD program, and he was very close to receiving his degree.
我想他的脑筋可能不是顶正常，所以他这个快要读到学位的时候，又决定啊不读了。
There must be some issue or problems with his, with psychologically, because he was about to graduate, but yet he decided to quit.
但是曾经看过他病的医生都觉得这个人啊很聪明。
But all the doctors who examined him before concluded that this is an extremely intelligent individual.
而这些做神所不喜欢的事情的这些人，他们因为是对神是无知的。
These people who may be intelligent yet they commit grave sins is because they are foolish.With respect to matters pertaining to God.
他很聪明，但是他对神一无所知。
They may be intelligent, but they know nothing of God.
那今天在世界上，这种人很多。
Today, there are many such people in this world.
特别在今天，这个年轻人里头，这种现象就更可怕。
And we see this phenomenon especially prevalent among the young people.
在最近美国的大选里头，我们就看到了这个趋向。
And we can see this tendency in the most recent election.
是谁把这个Obama put back in the office, 就是让他再当选。
Who's the one who put Obama back into the office?
讲得很不客气，是少年的 rebels。
Just put it plainly, it's the young rebels.
Oh, 你看看，有一个在 Times Square 的一个年轻人，当一个人讲，你知道不知道奥巴马当选了？
You see on the news a young man in Times Square, and someone asked him, "Do you know that Obama is reelected?"
那个年轻人穿了一套什么衣服？那个头发像那个刺一样的，知道是吧？USA, USA.
And this young person dressed very shaggy and his hair is a mess and he chants USA.
对他们来讲，哦，这个是美国的大日子。
And for those people, the re-election of was a great day in the history of America.
今天这个世界上自以为很聪明的人很多。
There are many people who consider themselves smart.
从属灵的角度来看，这些人都是无知。
From the spiritual perspective, they are actually foolish.
因为他们对神、对属灵的事情一无所知。
Because from a spiritual perspective and from the perspective of God, they know nothing.
或者不正确的知
Or rather, they do know something, but they're misinformed.
弟兄姊妹，一个对神不谦卑、不寻求的人。
Brother and sister, a person who is not humble before God,
这种人
就没有得救的盼望。
Such a person will not have the hope of salvation.
你要有盼望能够信神，至少你对神有一颗谦卑寻求的心。
Do you want to have a hope of salvation? If you do, at the least, you must have a humble heart and a fearful heart before God.
而那种自以为聪明的人，最缺乏的一种德行就是谦卑。
Those who have high valuation of the self, those are the same people who cannot be humble.
什么时候你觉得你比神聪明？
Whenever you feel that you're smarter than God,
你就不可能得救。
You cannot be saved.
当一个人发现了有一天他不如神聪明，
When a person one day realized that he or she is not as smart as God,
到这个时候他才会愿意谦卑顺服在神的面前。
That is the moment when the person can come before God and humble him or herself and come to know God.
到这个时候他也才看到圣灵的光。
And that is the moment when the person can see the light from the Holy Spirit.
所以以弗所书第二章第一节，我觉得这个我们每一个人都应该要知道的这一节经文。
So Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1. This is a verse that we should all be familiar with. You were dead in your transgressions and sins.
所以中文啊，这个依照其他的版本没有这个更多的翻译出一些，就是他叫你们活过来。英文只是讲到 You were dead in your transgressions and sins. 中文按照古本下面加上了一句，就是神叫你们活过来。
The Chinese translation and also translations according some other manuscripts adds to verse 1 and say, You were dead in your transgression and sins, and it is God who caused you to be alive.
谁叫你活过来？怎么样子叫你活过来？
Who's the one who caused you to be alive? How can you be alive?
是圣灵让你活过来。
It is the Holy Spirit that allows you to be alive.
让你突然的对属灵的事情有一个完全不同的看法。
That in a sudden, you realize that your perspective to things are now drastically different.
一个真正蒙恩得救的人都应该有这样子的经历。
A person who's truly received the salvation from God will have this experience.
对属灵的事情我从前是一种看法。
That before I was saved, I see spiritual things from one perspective.
到了一个地步，神突然的在我的身上有了工作，让我把我从前的想法完全的转变。
But all of a sudden, because of the work of the Holy Spirit, I now have a complete different perspective, with respect to spiritual matters.
这个就是圣灵让我们活过来。
This is how the Holy Spirit causes us to be alive.
原来我们在神的面前，我们的灵是死的。
Because prior to our salvation, our spirit before God was dead.
所以你跟一个不信的人，自以为聪明的人去传福音，传不进去。
So if you share the gospel with someone who has a high high valuation of himself, you cannot, he will not accept the gospel.
讲的不太文雅的话，就是这种人本来在灵里面是个死的。
Well, to put it plainly, maybe a little bit crude, is that this person, this such a person is dead spiritually.
你跟他怎么讲，他听不进。
So no matter what you say, the person will not be able to listen to it.
一直要等到圣灵把这个人弄活了。
Until the Holy Spirit caused this person to become alive.
然后你就能够了解属灵的事情。
Then such a person can come to understand spiritual matters.
所以使徒保罗讲到我们当初不信的时候，第一个现象就是我们无知。
And so the Apostle Paul says that the first depiction of one who is not saved is that the person would be foolish.
因为我们不知道神的事情。
Because we know nothing of God.
因为我们不能够知道神的事情。
Fact is, we were unable to know things of God.
你必须要有圣灵的工作，然后你才能够知道。
You must have the work of the Holy Spirit before you can come to know God.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们第一步要这个寻求神的，就是我们要先谦卑下来。
So, brothers and sisters, for us to seek God, the first step is we must humble ourselves before God.
你不谦卑，圣灵就不会在你身上动工。
If you do not humble yourself, the Holy Spirit will not work in your heart.
一直等到你谦卑了，就表示你这个人预备好了，圣灵这个时候就在你的身上做工。
When you have humbled yourself, then that means the time is here, and you are ready for the Holy Spirit to work in you.
所以这是我们第一个问题，就是我们无知。
So that is our first problem. That is, we were foolish.
或者说不能知。
Or you might say we are unable to know about God.
我们第二个问题就是我们悖逆。
The second problem we had is disobedience.
这个就是讲到我们对神或者对神所建立的权柄不顺服。
That is to say that we are disobedient to God or to the authority that God has established.
一个不信神的人最不喜欢听就是神是主，神是创造的主。
A person who does not believe hates to hear a statement such as Jesus is Lord.
他们拒绝神在他身上的权柄。
They refuse the authority that God claims on their lives.
一个信神的人，第一件事情就是顺服神的权柄。
For a believer, the first thing is that they submit themselves under the authority of God.
所以当我们信主的时候，第一句话就是主。
And so, once we come to know God,when we speak to him, we say, Lord.
所以当你向神祷告的时候，第一句话出了你的口就是主啊。
So when you pray, you open your mouth, the first thing you say is, Lord.
在这个时候你承认他是你的主，他有主权在你的身上。
When you call him Lord, you acknowledge that he has authority over you.
你不只是顺服神的权柄，你顺服神在这个地上所建立的一切的权柄。
Not only will you submit and become obedient to the authority of God, but you also will become obedient to the authorities that have been established by God on earth.
像政府，像父母，像老师。
For example, the government or your parents or your teachers.
然后像传道人。
Then, of course, to preachers.
传道人的权柄是神建立的。
The authority of a preacher or a minister of God is established by God himself.
因为神容许他来传 他的话。
Because God allowed these people to speak on his behalf.
神拣选呼召这些人来传他的话。
God selected and chose these people so that they may speak on God's behalf.
不是人，不是神所拣选的传道，是被称为假师傅。
Those who preaches but were not selected by God are called false teachers.
我们若是去读耶利米书，我们就会发现神对这件事情十分的看重。
If we read the book of Jeremiah, we will realize that God places a special emphasis on this matter.
你若是传神的话，你就必须要有神的呼召。
If you were to speak God's word, you must have a calling from God.
否则你不能够被称为神的仆人。
Otherwise, you cannot be called a servant of God.
你也就不可能有权柄。
And then, subsequently, you will not have any authority.
这些这个否认神的权柄的人，对政府当然他们不顺服。
And so those who are disobedient to God, of course, they will also be disobedient to the government.
这个你可以在日常生活里头到处都看得见。
You can see this taking place everywhere in your daily lives.
你一开车子上这个 freeway, 你就看到人不顺服这个政府的权柄。
You drive on the freeway and you'll soon find out that people are not obedient to the government.
人总是要做神不要他做的事情。
Because the natural tendency of men is to do things that are against the will of God.
在家里头不顺从父母。
At home, disobedient to the parents.
从小就不顺从父母。
Starting from a young age, children learn to be disobedient.
亲爱的父母们，我要给你们一个忠告。
Dear parents, I want to give you an advice.
你假如真正爱你的儿女，
If you truly love your children,
一个必须要学的功课就是你的儿女必须要顺服权柄。
A critical lesson that your children must learn is they must learn to obey authority.
你教导你的儿女，当你用刑罚的时候，只有一个原因，一个理由。
When you discipline your children, when you want to teach them and discipline them, there should be one reason only.
中国的父母在这一方面很差。
Chinese parents are especially deficient in this area.
不该教导儿女的，他们拼命去教。
What they are not to teach your children, they keep on teaching.
该教的他们不教。
But those that they ought to teach their children, they never do.
一个做父母的在哪一方面一定要坚持儿女听从。
In what area of the teaching and training of the children should the parents always hold on to?
就是当你的儿女背逆的时候。
That is when they become, when your children become disobedient.
不要因为他把你家里的宝贵的一个杯子或者是一个什么这个东西打坏了，你就把他抓了来毒打一顿。
Don't beat your child because the child knocked over the most expensive or favorite China display in your home.
所以我们往往打孩子是不该打的这些时候我们打。
And the fact is, oftentimes we discipline our children when we ought not to.
当你的儿女不听话的时候你不去打。
When your children are disobedient towards you, you don't beat them.
你打孩子只有一个原因，就是因为你要训练他服权柄。
The only time and the only reason you shouldphysically punish your children is because they are disobedient to authority.
一个孩子公开的跟父母这个回嘴，这个要打。
When a child openly defies the parents and talks back to the parents, you ought to punish them.
假如孩子不小心摔了一跤，这个没有打的理由。
If your child trips and falls, that's no reason to punish them.
我们到了过年过节，都要跟我们小孩子穿新衣服。
Every time there's a new year or holidays, we would buy new clothes for our children.
当小孩子把这个新衣服搞脏了、搞坏的时候，许多的爸爸妈妈就打一顿。
And when we give our children new clothes, and within minutes they soil them, they make them dirty, and many parents for that reason would punish the children.
弟兄姊妹，这个是不应该的。
Brothers and sisters, you ought not to.
孩子穿的衣服就是要搞脏。
If you give your children clothes to wear, the purpose is for them to get them dirty.
这个就是孩子。
Because they're children.
你不能因为他是孩子就打他。
So you can't beat them because they're children.
但是当你的孩子不像孩子一样的，在这个时候你要打。
But if the child is not behaving like a proper child, then yes, you need to punish them.
爸爸妈妈说，我桌上这个东西你不可以动。
If the dad or mom says, this thing I place on my desk, you cannot touch.
你发现你这个孩子就这个当你不在的时候就把这个东西拿开了甚至于搞坏了。
Then you come back and you discover that your child had either moved it or broken this.
为了这个事情你要打。
Then for that, you need to punish them.
而且要告诉他为什么你要打。
Not only do you punish them, you need to tell them why you punish them.
因为他悖逆，他不顺从父母的教导。
Because they were disobedient and they did not follow the instruction and the teaching of the parents.
你的孩子功课不好，你要考虑在什么情况之下你才要去处罚。
If your children do not bring home good grades, you need to be very careful and consider under what circumstances ought to punish them.
甚至许多父母说，哎，怎么人家考100分，你只考个50？
Some parents would tell their children, why is it that your friends get 100 and you only get 50?
你要问问这个孩子有没有读书，有没有好好的读。
You need to ask yourself, did the child study and did the child study hard?
是不是这个小孩子没有读书出去玩去了？
Is it because the child was not studying and the child was playing?
假如是这样子的孩子应该要打。
If so, yes, you should punish them.
假如这个小孩子已经读得很用功啊，花了很多时间，只考了50分，你没有原因去打。
If the child indeed put his time and studied, and all the child could do is 50, then there is no reason for you to punish them.
因为这个可怜的孩子从你那里继承了这个不好的脑筋。
Because this poor child inherited your gene.
对不对？
Isn't that the case?
我常常听到要父母，这个家伙存的存宝。
I've heard parents say this about their children. This is a stupid kid.
他不是自己要做存宝的，是从你那里遗传下来。你为什么要去责备这个孩子？
Well, the child didn't want to be stupid. He's stupid because of your genes. So you can't blame him for it.
就是当他违背你的命，违抗你的命令的时候，做他不应该做的事情的。这个时候你也需要处罚。
But if the child openly defies you and is disobedient towards your authority, yes, under those circumstances, you ought to punish them.
所以圣经里头坚持一个在教会里头做首领的必须要能够管教他的子女。
And that is why in the Bible, it gives strict requirement for those who would be administering or ruling the church, they must have a very well-disciplined family and children.
你不知道在家里头运用神的权柄，你怎么知道在教会里头使用神的权柄？
If you do not know how to properly exercise your authority within your own household, how can you exercise your authority within the church?
如今做这个学校里的教师是件最难的事情。
Today,a teacher in our schools probably have the most difficult job.
但是我就不晓得为什么这个中国的孩子那么多要去做老师。
But I still do not understand why so many Chinese kids want to be teachers.
今天的孩子几乎是这个不可能去教训的。
Today, the children in our society are almost impossible to discipline.
因为在家里头没有教导。
Because number one, at home, they don't have this proper teaching.
学校里的这些这个教训的这些条规也是对这些孩子这个不合适的。
And really the rules that are established in the schools these days really aren't so appropriate for the children.
再看看父母的那种榜样，这个孩子也不会顺服。
And you look at the examples set by the parents, of course, it is understandable why the child is not obedient.
我觉得美国今天已经到了一个很可怕的地步。
I think today the United States has come to a very dreadful state.
就是年轻的这一代越来越卑劣。
That is, the younger generation has now become more and more disobedient.
而且卑劣的原因是因为他们的父母卑劣。
But the reason why they have become so disobedient is because their parents were disobedient.
所有的教师卑劣。
And so the teachers are disobedient.
所以可怜的孩子从小就接受了这卑劣的教育。
And so the poor kids, they are influenced by the teaching of disobedience.
你看今天美国的年轻人还哪里像年轻人？
You look at the young people today in America, do they really behave like proper youth?
但是今天还有些人要去做老师。
But today, still, some people aspire to become teachers.
虽然知道老师越来越难做。
While they know that it is becoming more and more difficult to be teachers.
Alhambra 有蛮多的老师。
We have many teachers from the Alhambra Church.
最近有一个老师已经教导了差不多十几二十年了，不能再教了。
Recently, there was a teacher who's been teaching for about 10 years and this person could no longer teach.
因为精神几乎崩溃了。
Because they almost broke down.
他上课的时候，那学生根本不听他的话。
During classroom instructions, the students just would not even follow his instructions.
Children, quiet.
小孩，小声。
你不讲还好，你一讲下面吵得比你讲之前还厉害。
Before you tell them to be quiet, the classroom was still somewhat under control. The moment you tell them to be quiet, then they become, there's more ruckus.
现在在美国，至少公开的在小学里的，你不能够有体罚的。
Today, in our schools, elementary school, at least in the public schools, you cannot physically punish a student.
对一个小孩子来讲，老师是什么？
So for a child who is a teacher?
我是被父母这个处罚跑到学校来，就要听老师的话。
If I am disciplined by my parents, and then I come to school, then I'll learn to obey my teacher.
所以对小孩子来讲，学校是一个玩的地方，是一个受罪的地方。
And so to the kid, to a child, going to school may be a punishment for them or from their parents, or it's just a place for them to play.
没有人告诉他，老师的话你们要听。
Because no one tells them that they need to obey the words of the teacher.
你不听，你就要受责罚。
If you don't obey them, then you will be punished.
没有。
No one ever tells them that.
这是小学。
This is the situation in the elementary
school. 中学、大学就更坏。
In the high schools and in the college, it's even worse.
这两天，我妹妹的这个孙女住在我家里。
These last couple days, the granddaughter of my sister came to live with us.
我问她，我说你这个现在跟些什么人啊？这个来往
？I asked her. I said, "So who do you spend your time with?"
哦，她说感谢主，她说我现在住的三个室友啊，都是很爱主的基督徒。
She says, well, thank God that the three roommates that I have, that I live with right now, they are all good Christians.
去年 就完全不同。
She says it was completely different last year.
有一个这个女同学啊，每一天晚上带一个不同的男人回到宿舍来睡觉。
Last year, one of her roommates, she said, would bring home a different boy every night.
这哪里是学生？这是妓女的行为。
That is not the behavior of a student. It's the behavior of a prostitute.
但是今天的大学就容忍这样子的行为。
But today, our colleges allow these things to take place.
我的儿子第一天晚上在 Northwestern, 就是这个晚上他们的这个宿舍里的聚会啊。
My son, when he went to Northwestern for college, the first night that they were there, they had some kind of a gathering in the dorm.
那个射箭就是他那个 building, 你的在那带领的一个年轻人。
And the young man who was in charge of the dormitory.
Friends, today is your free day.
这个射箭就跟这些年轻人，这个大一的学生说，今天你们自由了。
From today on, you're free.
从今天开始，你们自由了。
You're your own boss.
你们是你们自己的主人。
Never mind about your parents.
不要管你们父母了。
You can do whatever you want.
你想做什么就可以做什么。
Right now, I'm going to ask everybody to start drinking.
他说：“现在大家有酒了，都可以喝吧。”
所以就拿出许多瓶酒来，大家就在一个个的咣咣咣喝酒。
So they open up alcohol and they're passing around and everyone was taking it.
一个大学的宿舍是这样子的开始的。
This is how they start their college life in the dormitory.
没有任何教授这个校长的权柄。
The authority, there's no such thing as the authority of the professors or the deans of the school.
在少年人的心中，神是一个笑话。
In the hearts and the minds of the young people, God is a joke.
我希望我们的年轻人不这样想。
I hope that our young people do not think that way.
但是我不敢一个个去问他们。
But I'm afraid to ask them individually.
有些年轻人在我们中间表面上循规蹈矩，因为什么？爸爸妈妈在旁边。
And I know that there are young people in our midst. They seem to have good behaviors, but that's only because their parents are around.
你有没有注意到我们的年轻人一进大学就要自由啊？
Have you noticed this about our young people? The moment they went to college, they want freedom.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为他们要离开父母啊。
Because now they're going to be free from their parents.
父母是 troublemaker, 是一天到晚 don't do this, don't do that.
Parents are troublemakers. Parents just tells you don't do this, don't do that.
总而言之是必烈不负权柄。
Well, the fact is, summed up in one word, they are disobedient.
所以我要对我们年轻人讲，你假如是神的儿女，你就不应该悖逆。
And so I want to tell our young people, if you are a child of God, you ought not to be disobedient.
你要负权柄。
You need to submit to authority.
你在家里的要顺从你的父母。
At home, you need to obey your parents.
到学校里的去要听老师的话。
At school, you need to obey your teachers.
虽然你的老师不像老师。
Maybe sometimes your teacher don't behave like teacher.
你还是要尊重他。
But you need to still respect them.
你在这个教会里头要听传道人的话。
In the church, you need to obey the preachers.
这些都是很重要的学习。
These are all important lessons.
要负权柄。
Submit to authorities.
这个是你做基督徒的一个最重要的功课。
This is the most important lesson you must learn as a Christian.
因为人性的败坏，人的力量无法能够改变人心。
Because the depravity of men, of the men's heart, men are unable to submit to authority.
只有神的灵才能够改变我们。
Only the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, has the power to change us.
所以当我们不信的时候，我们很自然的是被裂。
So before we believe, it is natural for us to be rebellious.
所以我们这些已经信的人要当心我们自己不要再犯这个毛病。
So if for those of us who are believers, we need to be mindful and not make the same mistake.
千万不要借着被裂在人的面前称鹰道雄的。
Do not take your rebelliousness or your disobedience and claim it as a strength or claim it as something to be proud of.
马太福音十五章。
Matthew chapter 15.
十九二十两节。
Verses 19 and 20.
主耶稣的话，从心里发出来的，有恶念、凶杀、奸淫、苟合、偷盗、妄政、旁斗，这都是污秽人的。至于不洗手吃饭，那却不污秽人。
Matthew 15, verses 19 and 20, these are the words of Jesus Christ. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what makes a man unclean, but eating with unwashed hands does not make him unclean.
法利赛人注重外面洗手洗脸等等。
The Pharisees, they're focused on the external, whether or not you washed your hands or washed your face.
主耶稣说，这个手上的不干净，脸上的不干净，不是你的基本的问题。
And Jesus here says that the unclean hands or the unclean face are not the root of your problems.
真正的问题是在这里。
The true problem is in your heart.
你这个心必须要变。
Your heart must be changed.
而你这个心只有圣灵能够变。
And your heart can only be changed by the Holy Spirit.
所以要求神拿去我们灵里面的那种悖劣。
So we need to ask God to remove this natural, this tendency of disobedience. It is disobedience in our natural man.
保罗讲到第三种状况就是受迷惑。
The third type of evil Paul discusses here is being deceived.
不信的人都是因为他不肯相信。
People who does not want to believe is because they're unwilling to.
事实上，
他们是因为是撒旦的儿女。
The fact of the matter is, it is because they are the children of Satan.
受到撒旦的迷惑。
They have been deceived by Satan.
约翰福音第八章四十四节跟我们这样讲。
John chapter 8, verse 44 tells us.
约翰福音八章四十四节。你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲，你们偏要行。他从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因他心里没有真理。他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。
John chapter 8, verse 44. Again, the word of Jesus, you belong to your father, the devil. And you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies.
对于一个信主的人说谎是绝对不可以的。
For a Christian, lying is absolutely forbidden.
对一个不信主的人说谎几乎是必然的事情。
But for an unbeliever, lying is something that one cannot avoid.
因为他们是撒旦的儿女。
Because they are the children of Satan.
他是那个说谎的祖宗的一个儿女。
They are a child, they are children of the father of all lies.
我相信我们不能够否认今天在大陆上说谎是一个风气。
I think that we cannot deny the fact that lying or not speaking the truth is the prevailing culture in China.
因为原因就是因为他们没神。
The root of the problem is because they do not have God.
一个无神的地方就是谎言的地方。
Where a place that is without God is a place that is full of lies.
到了末世的时候，这种情形就更加的可怕。
And in the end times, this will become even more severe, will occur even more severely.
因为今天我们可以看到美国这种光景也越来越可怕。
Today, we see the same thing in the United States, and it is getting worse.
因为虚假的事情越来越多。
Because there are more and more falsehood.
从在白宫里的总统一直到老百姓都在说谎。
From the president in the White House and into every citizen in their homes, everyone lies.
大家都说谎。
Everyone lies.
所以就没有人觉得说谎是一件不好的事情。
And so no one thinks that lying is actually bad.
大家就利用说谎来自己得利。
Everyone lies in order to benefit themselves.
所以今天不是没有选举权的也可以选举。
So today, those who are not eligible to vote, they vote.
说谎。
They lie.
自己这个不应该拿政府的津贴的，他们拿政府的津贴。
You know that you are ineligible to receive government financial help, but you still apply for it and you take the benefit from the government.
你能够去选举，不是公民，那是你的聪明。
If you're not a citizen, yet you're able to vote, that's because you're smart.
你不应该拿政府的津贴，你拿到了政府的津贴，那是你的聪明，那是你的幸运。
You should not have been able to access governmental financial support, but you do. That is because you're smart, and that is because you're capable.
这是一个谎言的世界。
This is a world of lies.
因为是撒旦在掌权。
Because Satan is in charge.
今天在末世的时候，假师傅们太多。
We are in the end times, and there are too many false teachers.
这些人都把假的道理传给神的儿女。
These people, they preach falsehood to the children of God.
所以，一个国家假如要败亡的话，从上到下都是谎言。
So if a nation is to go into decline and be destroyed, then from the top to the bottom, everyone will lie.
所以你今天在美国听到有人说谎，不要以为稀奇。
So today, if you find someone who lies here in America, don't find it a surprise.
再过几年，那谎言就更多。
Just you wait. In a few years, there will be more lies.
求神要怜悯我们属于他的人。
May God have mercy on those who belong to him.
第四点他提出来的是服侍各样私欲和宴乐。
The fourth evil he describes here is being enslaved by all kinds of passion and pleasures.
所以这个宴乐这个地方其实应该把它翻译成乐趣。这样子就更加的切合。
The Chinese translation is not as clear and direct, but the English translation is good that talks about different types of pleasures.
也许中国人爱吃，一要乐就要吃，所以就变成宴乐，两个分不开。
The Chinese translation is about feasting. Maybe that's because for the Chinese, eating is part of having pleasure.
这里只是其实讲到我们的
喜乐，你们的乐趣。
But really, the original text does not talk about feasting. It's just anything that is pleasurable to us.
这种这个此地所讲的私欲啊，是在这个啊新的美国标准本跟这个新的这个钦定本都把它翻译成 lusts， 是讲到罪恶的一种欲念。
The word passion here is translated in the New American Standard and the King James Bible as lust, which is actually a very base type of passion.
而这个这个宴乐或者说乐趣是讲到欲念的一种满足。
And the word pleasure actually depicts a satisfaction to physical desires.
它上面是讲到这个人呢，这个因为不信神，所以他们有各种的罪恶的这种欲念。
And so it really is depicting of a person who without God will have all types of lust within their hearts.
所以他们在追寻这些欲念的一种啊，这个成就。
Because of the lust, they pursue after the satisfaction of these lusts.
当他们的欲念满足的时候，他们就产生了那种不正常的一种乐趣。
And when their lusts have been fulfilled, then they have this unnatural fulfillment, unnatural pleasure.
这都是讲到罪人们误用了神的恩典。
This is speaking of sinners who misuse the grace of God.
完全为了自私的目的。
So all the pleasure and the fulfillment of one person is used for their own purpose.
神的恩典是降在世上，让我们可以丰衣足食。而今天许许多多不认识神的人，他误用神的恩典。
It is by the grace of God that we have our need and desire supplied from our clothing and food and all our basic necessity. However, people today, ungodly people, misuse that grace of God for their own purpose and for their own gain.
为什么今天在世界上这么样子的贫富不均？
Why do we see such a disparity between the wealthy and the poor?
为什么那些有钱的人丧心病狂，不断的在聚财？
Why do we see those indiscriminate people who are always pursuing after wealth and amassing their wealth and they continue to prosper?
那些人是没有办法控制他们自己的私欲。
They actually are people who cannot control their own selfish desires.
我这要讲 Warren Buffett， 他讲他自己捐的税捐的太少。
Use Warren Buffett as an example. He states that he says that he feels that he pays too little taxes.
因为他想讨好 Obama， 他说 Obama 讲的对。
Because he wants to side with Obama, he says Obama's correct.
Obama 讲 Warren Buffett 拿这么多钱还付的税还没有他的这个下面的秘书啊捐的税捐的多。
Because he says that Warren Buffett making so much money, yet the taxes that he pays is not as much as his secretary.
所以这个人说对对对，我是应该多付税。
So he says, yes, yes, I agree that I should pay more taxes.
那是奇怪的一件事情，为什么不付？
But what's odd is, why doesn't he pay more taxes?
你假如觉得自己钱太多，应该多付税，你拿出钱来就行了吗？
If you feel that you're too wealthy and you want to pay more taxes, then do so. Just take your money and give it to the government.
因为这些人已经到了一种疯狂的地步。
Because these people, they have almost...You can say that they're so wealthy that they're insane.
弟兄姊妹，你知道不知道？你有没有算过一个 billion 有多少钱？
Brothers and sisters, have you thought about this? Have you actually calculated how much $1 billion is?
然后你再问问自己，你一天能吃多少钱？
And then have you asked yourself how much can you eat in one day?
你到底要住多大的房子？
How big of a house do you need?
你所睡的只有这么大一个地方。
The area that you can cover when you sleep is only so big.
那为什么你要住那么大的房子？
So why do you have such a large house?
那些像 Bill Gates, 他讲他的房子可以停17辆汽车。
Bill Gates describes his house. His house has enough space for 17 cars.
可能更多，我就不记得了。已经到了一个地步，是不可以想象。
Maybe more, I can't remember exactly, but anyways,It's so many that you cannot imagine.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有想到，假如今天在这个世界上，有钱的人愿意把钱拿出来给穷人，穷人啊，大家都是很忠忠实实的在勤劳的做工啊，在这个赚钱养活，然后大家彼此相爱，这是什么样的一个世界
？Brothers, sisters, and friends, have you considered this?What kind of a world would we be living in if the wealthy would actually be very generous and they would share their wealth to the people in the society, and the poor people actually would all be very diligent and very faithful, very responsible in their work, and everyone live in the society together with love, what kind of a world would that be?
如今的世界变成一个鬼的世界。
Today, the world we live in is a worldThat is full of devils.
谁要负责任?
Who's responsible for it?
你跟我要负责任。
You and I are responsible for it also.
做神儿女的人自己要按照神的标准、神的心意来过活。
As a child of God, we need to live according to the will of God.
一个做神儿女的人不要拼命钻在钱眼里头赚赚钱赚钱赚钱。
As a child of God, we ought not to take the amassing of wealth as the goal of our life. That all we think about is more money, more money, more money.
有什么用
？What's the point?
你有把握能够抓住这些钱吗
？Do you have the certainty and assurance that you can hold on to all the money you make?
我跟你讲，弟兄姊妹，什么时候？这个国家开始通货膨胀，到那个时候，你成天叫妈妈爸爸都没有用。
Brothers and sisters, let me tell you, you just wait until the day that inflation takes over in this country, then you would have no, then even if you call on your daddy or mommy, that you cannot get any help.
我十几岁的时候，那时候我住在镇江。
When I was in my teens, I lived in 镇江。
金圆券刚刚出来啊，妈妈给我一张五块钱的金圆券，那简直是发了大财一样的，放在袋子里头。
A new currency had been established, and mom gave me a $5 bill, and I took it as my most precious treasure.
一两年之后，我要用一个纸袋子把那个五块钱的。五百块钱、一千块钱的金圆券放在那里，出去买一升米。
Two years later, I had to take a paper bag. That paper bag would be filled with $100 or $1,000 of the currency in order for me to get a bag of rice.
在上海，有人拿了一个金砖，金砖呢、啊，纯粹要卖给人家。没有人买。
In Shanghai during that time, someone had a brick of gold, pure gold, and he wanted to sell it, and nobody wanted to buy it.
他是要卖这个金砖，因为他要去买一点米呀，回家就煮饭。
He wanted to sell his gold brick because he wanted to be able to have some money to buy rice so he could have food at home.
金砖对人到那个时候已经没有意义，没有价值了。
But the gold brick had no value and no significance for people at that time.
真正有用的是食物。
Because the most important and the most valuable thing is food.
所以你们住在南加州的家里的有个园子，将来可能就靠那个园子吃饭。
So those of you who live in Southern California, maybe you have a backyard and you have some vegetation or fruit trees in the backyard, one day maybe you need to depend on them.
真的，我不是在讲笑话，这个很可能就成为事实。
I'm not joking, really. I think that this could become reality.
因为我亲眼看到那个可怕的那个通货膨胀那个情形。
Because I, with my own eyes, I saw the severe damaging effect of inflation.
你把钱拿到手上，看着看着看着，这个价值就下去了。
You put the money in your hand, and as you're staring at it, the value of that dollar it steadily decreases.
你发了想，马上要到店里去买东西，假如是等到第二天，你那个想就去了一半了。
If you receive your salary today, you better get your food today, because if you wait till tomorrow, the money that you received has only half the value, as yesterday.
这个就是当人丧心病狂，去这个拼命的在那里玩弄这个钱财，就可能落到这个地步。
When people are indiscriminate and all they want is to make more and more money, then that is the situation that we will be in.
好好的按照神的心意来度日，这是最聪明的，也是对世界最有利的一种做法。
Live a life appropriately and according to the way that God wants you to live, and that would be the best thing you can contribute to this world.
第五，讲到这种人长存恶毒。
Fifthly, such a person will live in malice.
这是我不需要多讲了。现在在南加州，啊，有许许多多地方，实在没有办法住了，在那地方。
I don't have to elaborate on this because we all know here in Southern California, there are many areas that really we have to say it's almost uninhabitable.
有几个人晚上一个人在黑地里的赶走路了。
How many people today dare to walk in the middle of the night, without any lighting by themselves?
你在大学里头，这个也不能够走路。
You can't even do that in the college campus.
不久以前 USC 说啊，你们假如要在外面走啊，最好要结伴了，要有三四个人才能够一起走啊。
Not too long ago, USC issued a warning to its students saying that if you would be walking at night, then don't do so by yourself. Always make sure that you walk in groups.
这是在一个大学的校园里头啊。
That is an advice for the students who are walking in.The campus.
那其他的那些罪恶，我想你们知道，可能比我还多。
Well, all the other evils that is being described in that kind of situation, I'm sure that you know more than I do.
第六点讲到这些人长存嫉妒。
The sixth evil is that these people live in envy.
这里所谓的嫉妒，就是这种人从来不以自己已经有的为满足。
People who are envious.This are people who can never feel satisfied with what they have.
总要拥有更多的财富，更多的乐趣。
They always want to have more wealth or to have more fun.
并且他不能够容忍别人比他更多或者更好。
And moreover, they cannot accept the fact that others have more or better things than they do.
你像这样子的世界，能够没有争执、没有战争吗
？A world such as that, how can it rid itself of wars or conflicts?
第七点，这种人他是可恨的，而且又是彼此相恨的。
Seventh evil is that they are being hated, and they hate one another.
这个 being hated， 它是这个。新国际版的这个翻译，其实我觉得这个新的美国标准本跟那个新的钦定本，把它翻译成 hateful， 我觉得更好。
The NIV translation, the phrase being hated in the NASB and the New King James Version translates it as being hateful, which I think is more appropriate.
Being hated, 只不过是人家来这个讨厌你。你 being hateful, 就是你一天到晚就恨人。
Being hated speaks to others hating you, but being hateful, meaning that person himself, is always full of hate.
没有得救的人，很自然的就会不满意其他任何
让他不愉快的人。
An unsaved person, it is natural and easy for such a person to hate the things or the people around him.
我相信很多不信的人跑到教会来看到这些人心里的都不是太喜欢的。
I think there are people who are unbelievers. They come to church and they see the people around them and they actually don't like these people.
那至少心里的想这些都是傻瓜。
Maybe there are some who says these Christians, they're all fools.
这些人结果呢是彼此相恨。
Well, the end of this type of people is that they would be hating one another.
所以弟兄姊妹你看到没有一个没有得救的人在不信神之前是个什么样子的一种光景。
Brother and sister, you see, this is the condition of a person before they are saved.
我相信我们可以啊这个啊发挥这里面所讲的啊这个一篇一篇的都可以做一篇大文章。
I think that we can really take each and every one of these identifying characteristics and we can really make a sermon out of them.
总而言之一句话弟兄姊妹问题在这个地方。
Well, the summary is that the issue is with the heart.
心的问题。
It is the problem of the heart.
一个信的人跟一个不信的人他的差别不只是在外面的行为。
The difference between a believer and an unbeliever is not just the outward behaviors.
不是说一个信的人每天每个星期天去教堂。
It is not that a believer would go to church every Sunday.
他祷告他读圣经。
That the person would read the Bible, would pray.
这不信的人他这些都不做。
And so as an unbeliever, they don't do any of these things.
这个不是他们二者之间的真正的分别。
That is not the true distinction between the two.
二者之间一个真正的分别是他们的心是完全不同的。
The true distinction between the two is that the heart in these two types of people are completely different.
他们的想法、他们的标准、他们生活的方式通通不一样的。
Their thought process, their worldview, their way of life are completely different from one another.
原因就是一个是在圣灵的光中生活，另外一个是生活在黑暗里头。
And the reason is because one lives under the light in God and the other lives in darkness.
我们中间有些可能不信的人在批评我。我们不信就在黑暗里头。
I know there may be unbelievers among us that you might be criticizing me saying, fine, so all, what you're saying is anyone who's not a Christian live in darkness.
我够资格讲这个话，因为我曾经生活在黑暗里头。
I can say such a thing because I myself lived in darkness.
你从来没有在光里头。
You've never been in the light.
所以你就没有资格跟我来辩论。
So you don't have the right to argue with me.
我曾经在黑暗里的，如今我活在光里头。
I once was in darkness, but today I live in the light.
你一直都在黑暗里头。
You've only lived in darkness.
你从来没有见过光。
You have never seen the light.
你没有办法来跟我辩论啊，这个在光里头是什么情况。
So you don't have the right or the background to discuss with me or argue with me about what does it mean to live in the light.
我到35岁才信主。
I became a Christian when I was 35.
在那个以前，我是一个这个罪大恶极的一个不信的人。
And before that time, I'm one of the greatest sinners.
我是极端的骄傲。
I was extremely proud.
就跟我刚才讲的，自以为聪明。
And like exactly the person I described, that I thought that I was very intelligent.
人家来劝我信耶稣，我简直觉得太好笑。
People come and tell me you should believe in Jesus, and I just want to laugh at them.
我这样聪明的人信耶稣。
I'm so smart, and yet you ask me to believe in Jesus?
我所有的想法，我假如可以做的话，我可以做世界上最，这个罪恶的事情。
If I live my life according to all that is in my mind, I can accomplish them, and I would become one of the worst person in the world.
所以我一直都记得当我受洗的那一天。
So even till today, I remember the day I was baptized.
我1966年4月10这个23号信主。
I was baptized on April 23rd in 1966.
No, I accept the Lord.
I accept the Lord on April 23rd, 1966.
1966年5月1号我受浸。
I was baptized in that following on May 1st.
那一天早晨我在一个很大的一个教堂里的 Southern Baptist 一个教堂里的。
That morning, I was baptized in a very large church that belonged to the Southern Baptist.
我到现在都记得，我那个这个受洗的那一天，好多那些弟兄姊妹，因为他们的教堂很大，差不多你要坐800人，他这个大家同口一声的唱 Holy, Holy, Holy。
I remember that morning we were at a church. It's a large church that could seat about 800 people. And in the morning, the congregation got together and they were singing this, the hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy.
弟兄姊妹，当我听到这个诗歌的时候，我就想起了我过去这三十几年在黑暗里头的那种生活。
When I heard of the hymn, I was instantly reminded of the life that I had in darkness that I spent for 30 plus years.
如今我又想到了主耶稣基督他的宝血跟我一下子都洗得干净。
And now, remembering that Jesus Christ, by his blood, I am washed clean instantly.
我站在那个地方，我跟他们在唱诗，我站在那个地方，我的心里面在神的面前五体投地。
As the congregation was singing and me standing in front, I was completely prostrated before the Lord.
我从来没有那样子哭过。
I've never cried as I did that day.
我没有办法止住我的眼泪。
I could not stop my tears.
我就觉得神的恩典太大。
Because I realized how great was God's grace upon me.
让我从黑暗里头一下子进入的真光。
That he brought me instantly from darkness into light.
让我对这个世界有一个真正的实在的一个看法。
So that he allowed me to have the true and the correct perspective of life.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们今天能够信主，这是何等
So, brothers and sisters, the fact that we can come to know the Lord today and be saved, how great is that salvation?
保罗是一个大有恩赐的人。
Paul was a person who was full of gifts.
我就觉得他再有十倍的恩赐，也没有办法写出来那个不信的人的那种心里面的状况。
But I think that if he had 10 times of his gifts, he still cannot adequately describe the condition of the heart of those who live in darkness.
没有人的笔能够描述出一个人怎么样子从黑暗里头进入到光明。
No one's pen can write down the exact description of how one who was in darkness now has entered into the light.
所以这个感恩节应该是我们信主的人感恩的时候。
So, during Thanksgiving, it is indeed a time for believers to give thanks to God.
感谢神，我们今天是活在光里面。
To thank God that today we live in the light.
不是我做了什么。
Not that I've done anything.
是我的主，他成就了这一件事情。
But that my Lord accomplished it all.
我如今真正知道为什么我活在这里。
Because today I now know why I live.
为什么我要站在这个地方？
Why am I standing here?
每一样事情都是有道理的。
Everything has its significance.
因为都是我的神他的作为。
Because everything is the work, handiwork of my Lord.
我这一生要感谢 赞美，永远感谢他的恩典。
With my life, with my entire life, I must give thanks for his blessings.